Phoneboy Speaks, episode 951, Storyline. I've been a member of Twitter for 9 years now, I guess, and one of the early complaints I had about Twitter was trying to follow it all. It was like a fire hose, and I'm sure I can dig up an old blog post or something that I wrote decrying Twitter. And in fact, I left Twitter for a little while and then came back, and but I've been pretty active on Twitter even when I was on app.net, and I still am on app.net, but it's not nearly as there's not nearly as many people on there as there used to be, but what's funny is a lot of the people that I met on app.net, I'm following on Twitter now. But Twitter still has a problem, right? If you follow a lot of people like I do, and I realize that not everybody does, but if you wanted to try and keep up with what other people were doing, it'd be a little difficult, right? I mean, and if, quite frankly, when I have not read Twitter in a while, I'll maybe go back and try and read maybe the past hour or two. And even that's quite a lot of stuff. And I see a lot of duplicates and a lot of other stuff like that. But there's a new app called Storyline that actually sort of changes how you view your Twitter stream. It kind of makes it like Snapchat in that you'll only see a tweet once, but the tweets, rather than being presented in a chronological timeline, it'll be consolidated and shown by the person who posted it. And it'll only show original tweets. It won't show their conversations that they might have gotten into. It's just if they originated a tweet, they'll do it. And if a number of people, I guess, retweet the same thing, then it will theoretically you only see it once. And the idea is that you'll be able to see more useful tweets and be able to get to what they call social media zero a lot quicker. I fired this up the other day. I mean, it's the reason it was in the tech douchebagosphere is because Mark Cuban, one of his companies, is behind it. And I have to say, it's not bad. And it's if you're trying to maybe see less noise, this might be a way to do it, because there's a lot of crap on Twitter that I just basically scroll through, and honestly, I've been using the app called Flight, which I know I talked about in a previous podcast, and I'll put a link in this episode's show notes if you're interested. But the same thing with Storyline, I'll put it in there. It's a free app, and it's not for reading the timeline. It summarizes it by who posted, and then you can go through each of the people that you follow, with their original post, and it'll show them to you once, and that's it, right? And you can respond to it or retweet or whatever. But this is not a Twitter app that a full featured Twitter app. Nor is it trying to be. It's trying to give you a way to sort of catch up on Twitter without having to scroll through and try and read 10,000 tweets, which might be a little bit too much. So if you've been kind of overwhelmed by Twitter, this is maybe an app to try. And I'll say a link will be in the show notes for you, and it's a free app. So give it a try and tell me what you think. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.